Right now, right freaking now, we're going to record. This is Radio Freak America 19. I'm Dual Parallel. I'm joined with Rax on the phone.
What's up?
Mary Chan and Skylar again in studio.
Hey!
I am so lucky. Oh, yeah. And they are scantily clad. Well, at least you are.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's hot out.
Rax is not wearing very much. Okay, wait. We got time. I keep forgetting to time the show. We've been lucky. Okay, I got the time. All right. Now, I got to clarify a couple things. Last week, I made a mistake. Carp, it's not 2 cents per song per listener. It's 0.02 of a cent for a couple of cases, but most of the time, it's 0.07 of a cent per song per listener. Still too much. Still is going to kill everybody. In fact, there's a site, and I can't remember the name. Somebody is keeping track of all the sites that are going down because of Carp.
Not only that, it's not only the money, which is bad enough. I mean, they're going to have to do something that regular TV and radio doesn't have to do. They're going to have to keep track of their listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, that's total crap.
Big time. That's big crap.
There's no freaking way, you know? I mean, you start requiring, you know, TV and radio to do that, then that's another story.
But you got to remember, CARP is an anagram for crap.
Yes.
It is.
Very good. And I think it's very apropos. We've got a workaround already. It's called Streamer. Actually, there's two. Streamer and OpenDJ. OpenDJ is for Unix. You have to register for that, so I don't know if I like that. And the other one's for Win32. It's called Streamer, and you go to chaotica.u-net.com. What is it? I don't remember. Go to the oldschoolfreak.com. You'll find the address. Use it. Everybody go out and use it. I'm planning to.
It's kind of interesting because that's a, you know, it's like a tree type of thing. So if we'd be broadcasting a show with the Streamer thing or whatever, you know, one connects to the other, connects to the other, connects to the other. But, you know, you got to think about what happens then if, you know, someone down the line disconnects for whatever reason. How do they keep the thing streaming? So they must have thought of that because that would be way too fragile to be practical.
Yeah, and plus you can do it with a 56K modem, which opens it up to thousands, you know, thousands and thousands of people who want to stream their music, their shows.
You know, actually, I think at speaking of which, I think at H2K2 there was one session on webcasting and stuff.
Is there? Good. Yeah, I know. I saw the one on Low Power FM. I'll definitely go to the webcasting. I want to do the caller ID spoofing. That's gonna be great. That's gonna be my favorite. And damn it, I can smoke if I want to.
Hey, I'll smack you up like
this. I want a cigarette. Is that bad?
No.
I just have one, and then.
It's not good for you, but you're entitled to have one considering your age.
All right, fine. And you know, if I just have one, I won't get hooked. What if I did though?
Then that'd be funny.
Yeah, the first one's okay. Free. Yeah, come on, little boy.
That's right.
One won't mess you up.
That'll be smacking heroin.
Dude, Skylar smokes. I mean, I don't smoke actually. But
she's not a chain smoker. She doesn't stink like it.
No, she doesn't actually. But like I'm saying, people smoke, and if you want to smoke, you can.
All right, fine. I can have a cigarette if I want to. All right,
some
now.
Booze,
yeah, at least the bad stuff. Prostitutes.
No, you know, here's my opinion. It's a dirty, filthy, smelly, expensive, disgusting, dangerous habit. Aside from that, I have nothing against it.
Exactly.
You're right, Rex. You're totally right. I totally agree.
The smoker I've ever talked to said that too. You know, I said, you know what? You're right.
It is. It's right. Yeah, right. You smoke, you know, and it keeps, you see old people that are smoking, that's what's keeping them alive. They stop smoking, they croak right there.
Yeah. You see what all the big tobacco companies, I mean, they're about the worst, right? Speaking, you know, big corporate America and that. The big tobacco companies, you know, they had Joe Camel and those cartoons. Oh, no, we're not trying to appeal to kids. You know, they've got all little cartoons and that. Now their big market is China because they've got billions of people they can get hooked over there.
Oh, yeah. They're just loving it. They're eating it up. You know, this is a perfect segue, being huge corporations and the governments that are their whores. Specifically, a lawmaker that wants to allow the RIAA to hack peer-to-peer networks because, oh my god, the piracy. First of all, peer-to-peer networks are good, RIAA. They're going to help you. I bought CDs because of peer-to-peer sharing. Representative Howard Berman, California, whose district includes Hollywood Territory. You know what? Let's look at his campaign contributions. Let's look at who's given him money. And guess what? I bet you anything, MPAA, RAA, is stuffed money in his pocket, cars, cigars. He's just a whore. Government's a whore, big business. You know, how about us? We, as, you know, if I may, call ourselves hackers. If we are curious, we want to look around, you know, we want to check things out, not hurt anything, not do anything bad. Guess what? We're terrorists. You get arrested, you'll go to jail. Go to cybercrime.gov and see for yourself. But you know what? If we got big money, if we can put big money in the pockets of politicians, we can go out and damage anybody's computers we want. We can go, you know, honeypot the frickin' peer-to-peer networks. We can make CDs that crash computers.
God bless America.
God bless America. Where's the equality, baby? It ain't here. You know what? That's driving me to smoke. All this crap is driving me to smoke.
I think it's your job, dude.
No, that's not my job.
Yeah, stressful job.
Nah, yeah, a little bit. That's okay, though. I'll live. All right.
Smoking you won't.
Maybe I don't want to live. Maybe I just...
Okay.
I want to smoke.
No,
I want to have a
fake larynx,
like,
right?
Like meme
no.
said.
No, it's
yeah,
okay.
Give me the back rub. All right. Give me the back rub.
Actually, I'm gonna give you a hug, too, because
I feel
your
back
pain.
Rub. Mm.
You're squishy.
I'm a little squishy. Yeah. This is relaxing me, making me think about happy thoughts. Like the new oldschoolfreak.com website. It's not. It's had a revamp. basically color, style's kind of the same. Got a new logo. Mary Chan helped me with that today. It looks great. I'm so excited. We've got new art from Meme and Slip up there, and that's been very popular, by the way. I've been checking out the raw logs, and that's very popular. So thanks to Meme and Slip for the art. Keep it coming. And you know what, listeners? Anybody who's got art, you've got anything. Art, you've got rants for the text files. I'll stick up a section on rants. Of course, your Hack and Freak articles.
Does that mean I can put up my picture?
No. Nope. No hand-drawn porn. Sorry.
It's not porn, dude.
So, believe me, send all your stuff in. Send in your art, send in your rants, send in your articles, and it'll go up on the site. You know, I want it to be... This is for everybody. You'll notice a lot of sites have little copyright crap on the bottom of their sites. I can't fathom what that's about. You'll notice at oldschoolfreak.com has no copyright message at the bottom. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Copy the whole site. I don't care. You know, if you give us credit, hey, that'd be nice. But I'm putting this information out for everybody. Do whatever you want with anything on the site. Next week, we are going to be preempted by Han, too, which I'm actually very happy about. I'm a fan of the show, and I'm definitely going to be listening. I'll probably be on the con line. So check that out. Go to hackermind.net. Check out Han, too. What are we going to do next week, Rax?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm taking some vacay time and seeing all my people back where I grew up.
Vacation? What's that?
Yeah, that's I don't know, it's kind of fun stuff, I think.
Is it fun stuff? I'm getting a little bit. I am going to H2K2. I hope all you listeners are, too. Are you guys going? You're going?
I'll be meeting with you guys.
Oh, that's right. All you little hacker boys... Pardon me. All you little hacker boys... Sorry, that was no reference to you. All of you hot hacker studs, you can meet Mary Chan at H2K2. What day are you going?
Probably Saturday.
Saturday? Okay. So you can hook up with the pseudo-celebrity... All of us super celebrities of Radio Freak America. So next week, we're going to... either if we record, we're going to stream it 2 hours earlier, if we can stream. It'll probably just... maybe we'll mix some outtakes or, you know, in the first show, stream that, or we'll just put up nothing, maybe. Who knows? We'll find out. But definitely check out Han, too. You know?
Hopefully, too, for H2K2, by the way. Again, do, you know, if you're going, you know, drop us a note. Even if you're there, you know, while you're there, drop us a note. We'll try to hook up and do something. But
yeah, let's hook up. We're going to have lots of swag, too, so...
Yeah, hopefully if those damn stickers get there from Sticker Nation.
StickerNation.com. They're screwing you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard back from them. You know, I ordered the stickers, and I said, you know, I emailed the guy, and I've been, you know, calling that, and he said, oh, if you get them in this week, you know, I'll make sure I get them. I said, I ordered them, like, last week, you know, now I'm starting to get really nervous. So, but the plan is we're going to have a buttload of Radio Freak America stickers to hand out to all the folks out there, so keep your fingers crossed, and we'll hook you up with stickers.
Also, though, Dill, what you were telling me this evening?
What?
About the little mini discs?
Yeah. We're also going to have CDs of the first 20 episodes. Ooh, if we don't record, we're only 19. I'll record something. There'll be something for the 20th episode. So I'm going to have little CDs to hand out a swag of Radio Freak America. So check us out. I'll have hopefully 10, 20 of them. So find us, baby. H2K2 is going to be so much fun. The speaker list is just phenomenal. There's too much for the time allotted. And I'm going to go freaking party, man. I'm going to have some fun. I'm not going to be at a... Well, maybe I will be. I was saying, didn't you say stuff's going to start at 9, Rax?
I mean, there's some shit starting at 9 and, like, 10 o'clock at night. They're playing, like, Freedom Downtime and some other stuff in that, too, so...
Dude, I want to hit the New York bars by then, man.
Yeah, plus they're going to have the... they're going to have the DJ set up for doing shit, too, so...
On the next week, Dual Parallel developed an interesting case of gonorrhea.
I will wear protection. I have a good story. I just had to grab my new Nokia 6360 with AT&T service. See, look at that. Look at this big old ghetto phone. That's what I used to have. Isn't that nice? It's all slim.
What is that doing to my...
I switched from Altel. Here's our advertisement tonight. Altel sucks. Altel is the worst service ever. They have the worst customer service. The coverage is pretty good, actually. I wasn't too thrilled with some of the roaming, but Altel is the worst ever. The worst I've ever had, and I've had quite a few. AT&T is the best. I actually went back to them. I got a new Nokia 6360. It's their latest, thank you, Rex, their latest model with internal antenna. It's got infrared, voice-activated dialing. It's got a voice recorder, real slick phone. But I've got some great stories about the AT&T store. It's so much fun. First, there's a computer there, but it's totally locked down. You can't do a damn thing. Second, every phone in the place, this is a new AT&T wireless store, every phone was active. Every phone was activated, and you can make calls anywhere you want. I made a bunch of local calls. I didn't think about it. I should have tried some long-distance calls.
Dude, you didn't call me.
I don't have your number. I don't have your number memorized. It's in my old phone.
Oh.
So I didn't have that with me. I was just in there dialing.
I'll program it in.
No. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
So go in and make all the free calls you want, baby. And then there's a courtesy phone there, and it's got every AT&T Wireless 800 number right there on this little sign right up where this courtesy phone is. So I don't know what you can do there. You can do quite a few things. And this week's Lack of Security Award, for lack of a better award, goes to AT&T because of all those phones. And guess why? Because all those phones have logging. All those people that come in and make phone calls to who knows who are logged in each phone, and you can go through and harvest numbers. You know, what are you going to do? Crank people, I guess. It's annoying. That's about it. So a lackluster Lack of Security Award, but nonetheless fun. AT&T has its own Tell Me, basically. It's #121, and it's Tell Me just for AT&T Wireless. Well, it's just Tell Me, but it's special for AT&T Wireless. I'm going to explore these phones. I'm going to explore AT&T Wireless service. Oh, and I love all the M-Mode stuff, man. The GSM's finally coming, racks. We're so far behind the Japanese. We're finally getting it. I was checking out the Sony Ericsson T68 with color display. Super nice display. It's like a little Game Boy Advance in a phone. Then we got all these cool games. Look at this magazine. M-Mode, which is like, of course, the NTT Docomo iMode phones. I can't wait for this. It's all it's all digital now, so you can't do any roaming. There's no analog, so you can't go everywhere you can with a tri-mode phone. I can't wait to play these games though. Chop Suey, Kung Fu, Dragon Army. I'll be totally addicted.
Yeah, but one of the things they were showing this week on Slashdot was a link off to an article about a lot of the game companies are working on getting wireless PDA games.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. didn't get a caller ID call thing here. Anyway, so they're getting all the they're getting wireless PDA games lined up. So you'd be sitting there with your PDA, with someone else, and start doing. I don't know. I doubt they'll have like Neverwinter Nights or anything, but start working on all this stuff. That would be a lot of fun.
That's why I'm going to be so hooked on these games, because they're like old school. They're like straight
Snake's
out of your
fun. Snake's the best.
Snake. Actually. No, these are a little better. This,
Snake
but they're going
to
be like
Snake 2 is such a fun.
I've yet
game.
To play my games.
It's on here. I played it already.
Is it fun?
Actually. Yes.
What's
it's
the space
fun.
Game? Space. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh well, these games are going to be like old school, like. Commodore, like your Atari games. And that's, when it was fun. It wasn't about 3D graphics and bad control. It was about fun.
3D graphics.
3D graphics are gay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Now, come on. You started working on Neverwinter Nights.
Okay, well, that's different.
Oh, yeah, right. How come it's different?
That's about gameplay, dude. That's like, that takes me back to the old school AD&D games, when I had all dice and the...
That's right. You used to paint figurines.
I did so. They were figures, baby. And these were the real lead ones. That you could die from.
Figurines.
That's what I want to smoke.
No, don't smoke.
I'm not going to smoke.
Stay good, Duel. Stay good.
I will. I will stay good. Mm. But I'm definitely going to be partying in H2K2. Mm. I need to release.
Mm.
It's okay. Mm. It's all right.
Manhattan weekend. I'm thinking.
Hell yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Wouldn't got me a nice new shirt at Banana Republic today. Oh, yeah, I'm hooked. I'm hooked up. What do we have? I actually have a printer now, Rax. I can print.
Oh, man. Give it a couple of years, you'll be able to write, too. Huh?
Anyways. Okay, so from phones to computers. Where's that page at? There we go. I want to give some Linux tips today. I talked to Condor before the show. Actually, I think we all did.
He's alive, by the way.
Condor's up. Condor's good.
His phone still sucks, but...
His phone sucks. I don't know what his problem is. He's got bad copper or he's just got bad cordless phone. But I asked him, and he said he'd do it, to start recording a little Linux segment, Condor's report for every show. And I'm hoping to have a special little segment and he can give us, some nugget of knowledge every show to impart upon you listeners. He's also going to the meeting since neither of us are going to be able to go to the meeting this week. By the way, go to your meeting, 2600 meeting, first Friday of every month. We're not going to make it, so Connor's going to go for us and write something up, hopefully record something.
I'll tell you, man, the conversation was good, but it was just me and memes last month, man. There was no one else showed up at ours.
That doesn't mean it's a bad meeting.
No, it was good, but yeah, it's like the one before, there was, you know, like a dozen or so people there.
Oh, I know, they've been great lately.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sure it's cyclical, you know?
I think it's just a summer thing, you know?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Well, I know Slip's going. I don't know if Meme's going. Zapperlink said he might go, so... What'd you do? Skylar... Oh, look at that! You programmed my phone. Skylar, Mary Chan home. That is so nice. Mm-hmm. Isn't this nice big display? Cool.
It's very nice.
Hell yeah.
Very
nice. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'll give you my number...
better.
I will. Don't worry. So, from phones to computers, I want to give a couple of Linux tips this week. First of all, if you're using an NVIDIA chipset, which is well-supported in Linux, get the new drivers. I got them, and it just helps immensely. It's unbelievable how much that helps. Pick them up. If you've got a modern distro, you probably got some auto-update feature. Do it. It'll know what chipset you have, and go get the new NVIDIA drivers. Oh, my eye itches. The next, I've been using KDE 3. Now I've upgraded to 3.01. And I can't tell you how much fun it is, you know, to tweak, to play with, and it's very useful. I heard GNOME 2's out, and I actually read a review that wasn't very positive.
Oh, what they have to say?
They said the basic GUI design, the basic usability is bad. I mean, and that's like a big-time slap in the face, you know? They said the configuration wasn't as easy as it should be. There were, you know, multiple, how do I say it? You know, multiple things to configure that are named similarly, but they don't do the same thing. You know, it just wasn't intuitive, you know, and the default design was just bad. And they talked about how people would just, you know, people who aren't computer savvy or using Linux the first time will accept the default GUI and use this poorly designed interface. I was actually disappointed. You know, I've been using a lot more Red Hat at work, and it's beginning to grow on me, although I use command line mostly. It has begun to grow on me, including GNOME. It's sad for me, actually. I hate to see anything bet Mary Chan the Pirate. That's funny. A lot of cleavage in that one.
Respect.
It just makes you sad to see anything bad about Linux, you know?
Well,
I do want to see it do well.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe they'll come out with like a 0.01 update that'll address some of those things.
Well, actually, just on a general basis of Linux, which is my father works on computers, and one day I was chatting with him, and, you know, I basically got interested in Linux because of you guys, and I was saying, well, Dad, what do you think of Linux? And he said his main problem is just the idea that, you know, it doesn't have enough programs on it that he needs for his job.
Right, lack of the killer apps. That is a big point.
Well, you know, but some of that they're addressing with, you know, OpenOffice.org. You know, that's the typical business suite, pretty much. If you need a database in that, like, you know, Microsoft Office Professional has access. Well, if you get Star Office for like $74 instead of $700 or whatever from Microsoft, that is a database in there as well. You know, then there's the what's the other one called? If you actually need to really really run the Office things, what is it called? Cross Office or something?
Cross Office? Never heard of that.
Cross, what the hell is that called? There's something, it was based on Wine. It actually lets you run Office and several other Microsoft programs in a Linux distro.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, can't remember the name of that. Cross, it'll come to me.
Go to Google, listeners.
But, you know, so there are things for it. And it's getting there, but that's the big thing. The other thing is inertia. You know, there's just so damn many machines running all the other stuff. It's getting much, much better. The installs are getting better. Everything else is getting there. But, you know, now you start to see, especially when you see, and we've talked about this on the show before, like that, you know, South American, whatever, Argentina or whatever, they were talking about that, the government is saying, hey, you know, why should we be spending money on this stuff and sending it back to the U.S. and sending it to Microsoft when, you know, there's viable alternatives available that are free software. So, you know, you start to see that. You start to see the things like, you know, even the U.S., you know, some federal offices are saying, well, you know, why should we be spending on this when, again, there's free alternatives?
Right, and having to deal with all the frickin' Outlook worms and...
Well, did you see the latest thing was with Microsoft was in their media player update, they basically are forcing down your throat digital rights management. So in what should really be in a service pack, they're kind of slipstreaming it in with the media player. There was a link off of Slashdot this week talking about that.
Yeah.
People are actually starting to read the license agreements just to find out what kind of little hooks and things they're burying in there, you know?
Yeah, they lube it up with a security fix and then slip that EULA right in there, baby.
But the worst part is this wasn't even a so-called security fix. This was just an update for Windows Media Player.
That's it. It was just a patch.
Yeah, you know, and it should have been really an operating
sick
patch, you know, and it's like, it's just, you know, it's just getting crazier and crazier. But, you know, I don't know. We talked about this before, but, you know, I think, you know, Microsoft's always been paranoid. Bill Gates has always been paranoid. But, you know, now I think they're actually starting to have reason to be paranoid.
Rax, ladies, am I becoming apathetic? Am I becoming...
You know, I'm apathetic.
Frustrated?
Look at Skylar's he was apathetic.
Am I just becoming numb? It's just... It's wearing on me, all of this. Is there no logic? Is there no sense or sanity at all?
No.
No, thank you, Skylar. Okay, that's the show tonight. Good night.
The big thing was, there was even something on... I was at the gym the other day, and they had, you know, they had CNN or some damn thing on, and they had... some politician on there, and he was talking about the thing, you know, about the greed and avarice in this country, you know, by corporate America. Oh, you know what it was? It was this whole other raft of, like, you see this WorldCom here, this is a data-related thing, right? WorldCom is just about to go belly up because they, you know, their bad accounting practices, basically, you know, so they had all this money on paper, which they didn't really have. They haven't been making money. So, you know, just because of greed and avarice and the stockholders and, you know, everyone wanting to jack around with the prices, you know, that's affecting people and businesses and that, but he's basically said, you know, this country is getting bad with this corporate greed.
It's rampant.
Like we weren't before.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt, but it's really
be patriotic, buy stuff.
But it's, yeah, exactly, help your country, go consume. It's affecting us more and more. The technology that people have pioneered, the technology that's been created, that is continuing to be created every day, the new things that hackers and freaks are doing with telecommunications and computers, you know, they're realizing the value in it. They're realizing, oh, hey, wait a minute, you know, hey, there's a lot of money in this, you know, internet broadcasting. Let's destroy it so we can get our share. It's just, it's not right. They should embrace it. They should join with, I don't know if I'm idealist. I don't know. No wonder I freaking want to smoke.
That's the theme
of the show. Freaking smoking, bitch.
You want a hug.
I don't want a hug.
Fine. You don't. You want to smoke.
He wants a cigarette. He wants a fag. I mean, he wants a cigarette.
That's right. I want a stog, a smoke, something.
Dude, you know,
something's got to change.
I've been dealing with the same kind of crap and that, you know, and you don't see me sticking a burning plant in my face.
Maybe you need, I don't know. Get married.
No.
That'll put your mind on different things.
That's the last, yeah. That'd make me broke and frustrated even more.
Yeah, start becoming a part of a baby factory, cranking out 10 kids.
No doubt. B for vasectomy, baby. That's all I gotta say.
Do you have a vasectomy?
No, but I'm thinking about it. I heard it's outpatient. I've also heard horror stories of guys with, like, you know, coming out with, like, lemon-sized...
No. Here's what I learned, actually, because I actually read up on this. For vasectomies, the whole idea is afterwards, like, stay in bed for, like at least 24 hours, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll see. Definitely not getting married. This show, what is up with tonight's show? It's just crazy. It's like diverting from
show.
Me too. I really enjoy it. But
we've
got listenership to think about. Okay, what the hell was I talking about?
Vasectomies.
No.
Vasectomy. KDE3.
We were ragging on corporate greed.
Yeah, corporate greed. Well, take this, corporate greed. I use KDE3. And if you want your desktop to be spring fresh, which means get the trash off the desktop, which I always hated. You know, it's so easy. You know, I'm sure there's probably Registry Act in Windows. I haven't bothered to look. I use, you know, I pretty much use Linux all the time. It's fairly simple to do it in KDE. In 1 and 2, I think you had to edit... KFMDM? No, KFMRC or something like that. Where is it? You know, this printer really sucks.
This a real printer.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, Kitty wanted to.
Little tags and the holes on the side.
Well, no, I'm not gonna blame it on printer. I'm gonna blame it on me and my formatting of my notes here. Yeah, you had to edit KFMRC. But in KDE3, it's a little different. So go to your home directory, /share/config. Again, that's your home directory, /.kde. That's your hidden file. If you're using Conker, you want to find it. Control-N, show your menus. What is it? Settings or view, show hidden files. So home directory, /.kde/share/config, and find the text file KDE globals. And near the bottom, there's a section called paths. And go ahead and bust out your VI, and you'll see a line that says trash equals home directory desktop trash, and delete desktop and a slash out of there. So it'll read trash equals home slash trash, and it'll put the trash directory in your home directory off your desktop, nice and clean. That's right. Mr. Freak is going to clean up your desktop, and I think you're going to actually have to delete the trash icon from your desktop. And a little tweak for your KDE3 pleasure. Tweak it. KDE is so much fun. I can't tell you how much fun it is.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It is. You use it.
Yeah, they started to, I think I told you before, I don't know if I brought this up last week, but, I was having put FreeBSD 4.6.
Right.
And the old SBT Velocity 128 card was not directly supported anymore with X Windows, so had to monkey around with that. Got it actually in, got X going, got KDE3 on it. Decided to, actually, when I put Neverwinter Nights on my Windows box, had to end up upgrading the video card there. So I took out my old Voodoo 3 card, which used to be hot. You know, that was a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The frame rate was so slow with Neverwinter Nights, I just couldn't use it. So popped that in the BSD box. That was, supported and recognized by X. I just blew it all away and reinstalled everything again. I like the new... I'm not sure what version it is of X, but the new interface to it is a lot nicer. But again, they did drop support for some cards, it seems, which is kind of odd.
Yeah, that is odd. You'd think they'd just keep adding. I've got a little insider info on some Red Hat distros. I know there's a lot of Red Hat fans out there. I think 7.3 still uses LinuxConf, right? But what I heard is that, don't get used to it, by the way, LinuxConf is out the door. It's not going to be used anymore. I don't know what they're going to replace it with, because I don't think people are going to be using command line. You know, I set up this, this latest network in my work, pretty small, like 16 nodes, with NFS, NIS, and we did it all command line, Started messing with LinuxConfig, but it's not worth it. So if you like it, don't get used to it. It's out. What was I going to talk about? Oh, and I decided, Rax, here's what I'm going to do for my laptop H2K2. I'm going to go ahead and put 98 back on it so I can use my my USB 802.11. And then, actually, scary enough, man, I'm going to be putting Red Hat on there. I used to not despise Red Hat, but I didn't like it. But using it so much at work, it's grown on me. You can do a lot with it, straight from the command line. It's very powerful. So I'm going to be actually dual booting that with Red Hat. It's scary. If Condor was here, he'd freak.
Even as we're talking here, I'm redoing my laptop. Got XP back on it. Deleted all the extra crap they put in there, so I'm going to partition it out, use partition magic, build another partition off there, build my own image, and make my own restore CD with all the things that I wanted, so I'm going to put OpenOffice on and all that.
Are you?
Whatchamacallit, Virtual PC, which we talked about before, and I have a few distros in that I run under that, but I may try to, I had it once before, and I may try the doing it again, but I was going to do FreeBSD 4. I did 4.5. I'm going to probably do it 4.6. So I'll dual boot that, and then under Windows, I'll be able to run various other kinds of distros, which is actually kind of neat too. With Virtual PC, when you're running it, you can grab the ISO file. So if you download the ISO file onto the hard drive, you can tell Virtual PC to point to that ISO file and use it as a CD. So you can install right from the right off the ISO, and it treats it as a CD.
That's cool. That's very cool.
It's kind of neat. So one of the things, I was thinking about this, and if anyone out there listening is interested in that, drop me a note, but oldschoolfreak.com. I was thinking of trying to set up a little project at SourceForge for various distros, get them all configured and stuff, because it actually takes quite a while. Like Red Hat took about 3 hours to install under Virtual PC, because again, you're running at about at least half the speed of the native processor, but get the various distros built, and since with Virtual PC, they're using, you know, all the same video card and the same sound card that's emulating, have these images of various distros that are installed so people can just download them without having to, you know, waste all that time configuring things.
That is so nice. I think that'd be very popular.
And then the next thing beyond that that could be done, or an extension of that, is do it for VMware as well. I used to play with VMware, but I've been playing with a virtual PC lately. You know, just save everybody else some time. So you just go to one spot, you download, and, you know, away you go.
For our listeners, Rax, how much do they cost? What are their options if they want to do things like that, if they want to run a virtual machine on their box?
Gosh, what is this? Virtual PC for Windows is the one I'm running. It was, it's about 2.5, I think, street price. VMware is actually a better product in the sense of the way it does its things. There was a good article, I can't remember where I read that, it was comparing VMware and virtual PC. Just do a Google search or something, VMware and virtual PC, and you should be able to find the article. But VMware is a little bit more robust, and it's a little more expensive too. I think it's about $450. But they also have VMware, I mean, they have it for Linux, so you can run Windows, and I think they even have VMware Lite, so on your Linux machine, you can have run a virtual machine and then run run whatever version of Windows you want underneath that. So they have just one, you know, it's scaled down. I think it's like about $100 or something.
That's not bad.
That's another option. But they also have a server product where you can run multiple, and basically, you know, take a good BT server, maybe, you know, a quad Xeon processor or something with a couple of gig of memory, and run this VMware for servers. And you make, you know, whether, you know, regardless if you're running, you know, BSD or Linux or Windows or whatever, run multiple servers, multiple virtual servers on one physical box, which is actually what IBM is doing with some of their mainframe stuff and doing Linux, right, is they're taking and doing virtual servers on one machine.
That's very cool. And what does that cost?
Probably in, you know, over the grand range. I don't remember. I didn't wasn't really interested in it for myself.
That is very good info. I want to do something. I want to do. I actually considered it last week. All right, you guys are gonna have to talk.
Okay.
We're not editing this. All right.
Like I said, we're not editing it.
Yeah,
so
not
and some interesting news. I've actually found a couple places that charge 50 cents for soda.
Great.
Yeah. Let's see. This little Jiflu place I was going to. Actually, it wasn't a Jiflu place. It was a Ma and Pa locally owned and operated place. And focused on changing your oil and whatnot. And the sodas were 50 cents. And that means I could get two sodas. Definitely cool. Hey, Rax. What up?
Okay, so that's the greatest thing on the latest and greatest thing on the soda wars, I take it, right?
Pretty much. I remember a long time ago there was some place that had 40 cents.
Well, you know, you gotta support those local mom and pop places.
Oh, definitely. Everyone who works there was really nice, and the guys working there are really cute too.
Damn.
So,
I was attacked by a huge bug. This, and I was attacked. It went for my neck. Golly, I can't believe I'm alive. Is there marks?
Yeah.
Is there bite marks? Hey! Damn.
Now there is. No, I'm joking.
Well, you're gonna turn into a werewolf later.
Something, man. All right, I went and got the freak books. I've always wanted to do this. Just go through and make calls, man.
Did you see this for H2K2?
What?
You're going to have a hacker book bin, and they're saying that everyone bring, you know, your old, you know, outdated, you know, technical books that you're not using anymore. Just drop them in this bin, and people can sort through them and, you know, pick it up for free and start, you know, increasing their knowledge.
Hey, that's freaking cool.
Yeah, someone posted that. I'm on the volunteer listserv, and I'm going to be doing some camera work for H2K2.
Very nice with your DV shot camera.
Yep.
You know, I've been listening to myself, and I keep saying frickin'. Is that just as bad as saying the F word? Is it just as bad as saying fuck?
I think
fucking?
You should say the F word. If I mean, think.
But I'm trying not to swear.
No, it's the thing, which is what? Oh, I'm.
We have political correctness is running rampant, but aside from that, you know, in a work environment and any other type of thing in that, it's probably good, it's probably necessary. You know, aside from that, I'd say fuck it.
Look, here's my point right here. What, frick is like, oh, I'm almost mad enough to say fuck. Don't push me.
That's right. I don't know. Well, that's the thing. You know, hopefully, it seems to me like I'm using it as filler, for one. I don't want to do that. Not to mention, there might be listeners who don't appreciate it. You know, saying fuck. I'd rather not swear. I mean,
no offense,
plus it's not classy, you know.
Don't really know any real.
Your nose piercing is classy, by the way, Skylar.
Skylar got this very cute nose piercing.
There's what's that?
All right, what I'm gonna say right here is technically, I'm guessing the majority of people who listen to this are liberal, and from what I can tell, liberal people really don't care about profanity. Conservatives can care about profanity.
Oh no, we talked about this in my English class. How a society will assign too much power to a certain word, and so just take the power away from it. I mean, why?
Well, totally. I see.
There was a great. I got to tell you this. There was a great episode of South Park just about that, where they the way they started saying shit.
Right.
And then they had this little counter, like an odometer, in the bottom corner. Every time they say shit, it was increasing. So they finally found it. You know, it kept going, and all the kids, you know, the kids were saying it. Then they started. Someone, you know, said it on TV or, you know, like the news or something. It was like the big thing, like when, you know, John Wayne Bobbitt and the whole thing happened. You know, you were getting all these mainstream broadcasters saying the word "ooh, penis," you know, on the thing. And anyway, so they were going through and they were saying shit, and then the kids were getting all bummed because it lost its power. Then the teachers are starting to use it in school and everything. And actually, it was very funny. But that was it exactly. You know, there's too much power assigned to that word, and you know, it's a taboo thing.
It is. I don't care. I don't care. You know, people swear. There. You know. Okay. There's a point where vulgarity becomes.
My point is, I will say fuck to my friends and whatnot. If I'm at work, I'm not going to go, "Sorry, ma'am, couldn't find that fucking thing for you."
Fucking A. Fucking A. Come back fucking later, motherfucker.
But I'm also at the point though where I'll say, you know, I'll say fuck to my other coworkers because I'm on equal basis with them. You know.
Right.
With the exception of, like, the main manager, I'll, like, talk to, like, you know, like, the guy who's, like, you know, one step ahead of me and go, "Ah, fuck, that guy's annoying." You
know?
Well, I work in retail, and I had this one customer who just came in, and she was swearing in front of small children, and then she actually got, like, upset when I'm like, "Ma'am, can you please watch the language?"
Yeah, no doubt. Now that's good. That's definitely good. All right, enough about swearing. I'm going to make some cool phone calls now, and I've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Yay.
Yeah, yippee.
Woohoo.
Yippee-tay.
All you freaks out there, you know, freaks are rare. Not that I'm some, you know, a freak, but I enjoy the phone so much. I can't wait for Lucky 225s.
That's unique. Most caller ID don't spoofing. Like the phone, usually.
Well, I don't like talking on, like, a girl. Oops. Actually, I do. I do talk on the phone quite a bit, don't I?
And then I bought this really cute shirt of Banana Republic, and it was so cute! And I
did buy a shirt of Banana Republic!
There you go.
Alright. Hold on, flashing. Be right back. Alright, listeners.
LineQuest Network Services Provisioning. Our hours of operation are from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. The menu options have changed, so please listen to the message in its entirety. For all questions regarding your service, such as status of the order, please contact your marketing rep. If you need information about your marketing rep, please call 1-800-603-6000. For all other provisioning, testing, and turnip matters, please press 1. If you are a network complex services calling about frame relay, cell, or ATM disconnect verification, please press 2. If you know the 4-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach, please press 3. Thank you for calling Quest. Thank you for calling Quest. If you know the telephone number of the person you wish to reach, please enter the last 4 digits of the telephone number now. To reach or dial by name directory, please press 1. To be transferred to an extension, please spell the name of the party you are calling. Spell the last name first using the keys on your touch-tone phone. To enter Q, use 7. To enter Z. Please select the name of the person you are calling from the following list of names. To select...
Sherry Lynn Smith.
Press 1. To select...
Matthew Smith.
Press 2.
That was a man!
Mike Smith.
Press 3. To select...
TJ Smith.
Press 4. If none of these names are correct, press the star key.
Star key!
Name canceled. Please try spelling another name.
No, I'm not going to.
That was fun.
Oops. That was fun.
All right, hold on. I gotta flash it off. You there?
No.
God, I lost Rex. That was fun. That was fun for me.
Wah, wah, wah.
Now I'm gonna have to edit out all these quest names. Hold on. Now I gotta call Rex. Hold on. Oh wait, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That was fun. I got a better number. I got a better number, baby. You just watch this one.
You can even hear those people, though. They're, like, muttering.
Welcome to Quest Global and Business Markets. The menu options have changed. To ensure correct routing of your call, please listen carefully to the following menu. Press 1 if you know your technician's 7-digit extension number. For unbundled products, press 2. For feature group, message trunk, cellular type 2, or local interconnect service trunking, press 3. For Quest DSL, press 4. To select DSO, HICAP, ISDN, or feature group A by area code, press pound. If you do not have a touch tone phone, please stay on the line. To hear these options repeated, press star.
What do you want, Rax? You want Quest DSL?
Sure.
All right.
For billing and service order changes, press 1. For self-install, press 2. For provisioning test and turn-up, press 3. For repair, press 4.
Repair.
Thank you. Your call is being transferred.
Oops, no it's not. Are you there, Rax?
Yeah, man.
Okay, that is Quest Global and Business Markets. Now, did you hear, I don't know if you heard it, Rax, but I definitely heard it. I could hear basically a call center background. I'm assuming that's when they recorded it and not, you know, it's not, I'm not listening to the call center, you know, as the messages are played.
Right.
But I could definitely hear it. It was unmistakable. It was actually this kind of creepy din in the background. Wait, I still hear it. Are you listening to something, Rax?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's you then.
Oh, wacky Rax.
I was like, yeah, that Rax is crazy. All right, I'm flipping through. You want to call payphone at Chicago O'Hare?
Oh,
let's.
Yeah, see if anyone answers it. And we can say, hi, you're on Radio Freak America. Well, we should anyway.
Okay, this is a payphone at Chicago O'Hare Terminal 3. I've got a whole list of them, actually, when I was there.
Come on, someone pick up.
I know. I hope they take incoming calls. I'm assuming they do. I've got a shitload of numbers, so... Where were these? These
bunch up in New York.
Do you? These were hidden. I think these payphones were a little more accessible. Let me try one of these. Hold on, Rex. Okay. These are much less hidden, I should say. Come on. Ooh, I think I have some for the local area. I'm not going to call that one.
Call the local area. People
no,
pick up
I'm not.
Here. Come on.
Hello? Damn.
Please.
Hey, let's call the HackerMind con line, see if anybody's on. All right. Hold on. All right, I got to find this number. Feel free to talk. Oh, here we go. I got it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Welcome to Easy Conference.
Welcome to I love it when Dash does that.
Are new to our service. Hang on for an explanation. There are currently no participants.
Damn!
Dude.
Wait, there's another one. Hold on. We got another con line.
We have music until the next participant arrives.
Let's hear the music. All right, there's one more. Let's try the phone losers. Voice bridge. Same place.
Hello?
first person in.
Freaking is a lost art.
Sorry, dude.
Rax, freaking is freaking dead. Tell me it's not dead.
It's not dead because you're here.
It's not dead, but it's coughing up blood, you know?
Seriously? That sucks. What is this number? I've got a number with two stars around it. I don't even know what it is. That one. Do you recognize that? All right, let's try
it. Let's call it.
All right. 5878. Okay. Okay, that's weird.
Hi there. Come on in and get comfy. Let's start with taking off your shoes, unzip and drop your drawers right there on the floor. Ooh, now you're getting comfy. And you're going to feel so much better after we get done with you.
Oh, yeah.
Call our live amateur line, where we have all the time and energy you need.
You have a lot of really interesting numbers, Dave. You know that?
Hard, throbbing, private and personal fantasies that you've always wanted. Pick your girl, choose your fantasy, and it'll all come true right here. If you're at least 18,
there you go, MC, there's a job for
you.
It's
so easy to just tell our secretary what you want, and she'll find your perfect girl just for you. Satisfaction guaranteed. It's all so easy, and it's...
I get paid to talk like a whore? Sweet.
Build in your major credit card at CTT. Just grab your big Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover card, and enter any time during this message. No credit card, just press 1 to pay by personal check.
It almost sounded like she said,
No. I had no, man, I gotta watch these numbers, dude. I had no idea what it was, now I do. I better mark that, actually. Phone sex line. Da-da-da, that's me, and, that's an incriminating photo, isn't it?
You look scary.
I'm not scary.
Yes, you are, you're a scary old man.
I'm not scary old man, but that is definitely incriminating, okay.
Call that number?
What number? Whose number is that? No, we cannot call that number.
Why not?
Because.
Why not?
Because...
What? You don't even know who it is.
Well, I know I don't know who it is, because I just... It's bad. I'm
Dude,
sure it's bad.
Dude, gave it. It's a good number.
Let's call... No. Quest TTY payphone?
Why don't you just close your eyes and pick one?
No. Because I want to call 800 numbers, first of all. Condor's one box. No, we've called that before.
Condor.
You know what? I've always wondered what Pronto was. I heard somebody talking about it. Who was it? Oh, I think it was like some other show. I haven't got their number a long time ago. I wrote it down. Called that one. Oh, here's one. I've always wondered what it was. I never called it, I think. Hold on. I forgot where I got this. It's an 800 number and a code.
Please enter your 4-digit security code now or hold for an operator.
Enter your big,
we're sorry,
strong.
That is invalid.
Damn.
Please re-enter your 4-digit security code now or hold for an operator. One moment, please.
Does that mean I got it or I'm getting an operator?
Yeah, welcome, operator. May I have your 4-digit security code, please?
I'm sorry, I forgot it. Can you use my secret question?
Secret question? Would you like to speak with customer service? I think they
can do that?
Yes.
Okay, and by the way, who did I reach?
This is an MCI operator for the personal 800 numbers.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was just making sure I got the right place. It's different than I've ever heard it before. Okay, yeah, customer service would be nice, thank you.
A moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Interesting.
Thank you for calling MCI. Our residential service hours are Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Ooh, if I'm correct, that'll read back my NI. Hang up on that one. Oh, no way, that's not the end of my book. I've got a lot of cocots. I'm not going to call those. Wait, I've got... No. All right, let's go to the next book.
You know, some people's books have phone numbers for...
For what?
Girls.
Girls?
He had a phone number for girls, and it had 2 stars by it.
That's right. It did have 2 stars by it. That's my favorite one. Okay. Oh, I want to try this one. Hold on.
We should give that number to Condor.
Yeah.
Condor will become a man.
Yay.
Thank you for calling the Bose Corporation Warranty Service Department. Our office is temporarily closed due to a departmental meeting. If you would like to leave us a message, please stay on the line for our voicemail service, and we will return your call as soon as possible. We apologize for any inconvenience. convenience. Thank you for calling the Warranty Service Department.
At the tone, please...
No, I'm not going to leave a message for Bose.
Where the hell are they having a meeting now?
I know! It's like freaking midnight. Alright. La la la. I started mapping cell sites around town, but it's too many. It was a waste.
Good number.
Teletrust. Did I call Teletrust before?
You were telling us your Teletrust story, remember?
Yeah, I did.
That was a long time
Slingshot. Called them. Praise the Lord! Oh yeah, dude. This is going to be good.
Hallelujah.
Busy! The Lord is too busy to talk to me. Oh my God. I'm going to kill myself if Jesus doesn't go on the phone right now. I'm going to kill myself.
Oh,
oh Jesus. I'm going to go smoke. Are you there?
God is busy.
God is too busy for us. Hold on.
Good thing you're not having like a heart attack and trying to reach God or something.
No doubt, man.
Just inconsiderate.
I see the light. You know, I hate CompUSA. They suck.
Wow.
Did I ever tell you guys? I don't know if I ever ranted about this, but I went in to return something there. You know, and if I did, too bad. I'm going to do it again. I went into CompUSA to return something.
You did rant about this.
I did?
Yeah.
I did?
You wanted the guy wanted the personal information.
Yeah.
And you said
what
no.
What an ass.
He was an asshole.
He was an ass. Yeah. All right, good.
You know, basically, you can look up some sites about, you know, CompUSA. There was a nice long essay written by someone who worked there about how he got screwed over and how they do all this stuff. And basically, they're owned by the Telemexico, and you know, rumor has it, quote unquote, right, that Telemexico, the brother of the guy who owns that, is like in charge of the Mexican mafia.
Lovely, it doesn't surprise me.
You'll sign up for a teleco. Yes. Right.
Big, huge bales of marijuana in the back of CompUSA. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. All right, this is the last one. This is. Borders Customer Care Group.
The bookstore?
Yeah.
Oh. Do they still open? No, did they close it?
Quality purposes, all calls may be monitored. Please listen carefully as our menu options changed on Friday, December 21st, 2001.
I don't give a rat's ass when they changed.
Updated press in a while.
One. For our mailing address, press 2. To speak with a customer care agent, press 3.
Two, three.
Thank you for calling our customer contact center, providing service for Borders and Walden Books.
Does someone fart?
Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. All hours are Eastern time.
Oh, we missed them.
We'll be happy to assist you.
What'd you say? Oh, call then, and they'd be happy to assist us. Damn, I wanted to ask them something.
Jesus has forsaken my...
Jesus! I'm going to call it Jesus line again so I can bag on somebody. Alright, Rex, we're going to call the Jesus line one more time. Because Jesus cares.
You know, Jesus saves, Buddha spends.
And Moses invests.
Alright. Oh, wait, I dialed the wrong number.
Go!
I dialed the wrong number. I dialed Satan's hotline. Oh, instead. It's you one number me. Off. No. You know, if you dial one number off, you get Satan instead of the Lord. Hold on. Rax?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
I keep time when we started recording.
Yeah, we're like dead on. It's awesome.
Cool.
Wait. Wait for it.
Yeah, what movie was that from?
It's busy again. Yeah, what is that from? Wait for it. What is that from?
It could have been a lot of
that's going to bug me.
Now it's bugging me, thanks.
Anytime. All right, listeners. I love that. I could do that all night. I could do that. You know what? Let's do that. Wouldn't that be fun? A whole show of phone calls?
Right, so we'll do that next week.
Call the number, I
guess. Yeah, we should. I'm not calling that number. Why don't you, better idea, why don't you call that number, and there's ways to do it anonymously, and record it. I've got the equipment to do it, by the way, too, so I've got a couple of ways to do it. Do it. That'd be hilarious.
How is it?
Yeah, oh, wait for it. What is that? All right, listeners,
no,
if you know who says...
No, I was asking Skylar whose number that is.
Don't say real names.
You guys don't recognize the number.
No! Where's that? How would I recognize that number?
All right, let's see.
That's a local number. I don't know any local numbers.
I don't watch TV.
It was a movie.
I don't know. It was a...
Yes! Now I get it! I get it now!
I don't know who that is.
Dude, the song! I thought you grew up in the 80s.
Oh, that is dumb. Unbelievable. You know what number she said, dude? 867-5309-9. Unbelievable. That was a horrible freak joke.
Every place when that song was at, area that had that exchange, basically someone had it and people were calling the number all the time.
Really?
Just like in an AC/DC song, there's just ring, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheaps is just ring 362436. And if no one picked it up, that was like, you know, the ideal measurements, 36, 24, 36.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who had those numbers, you know, people would be calling, doing crank calls all the time, so they always had to get rid of them. Hey, but speaking of songs, I got the, considering part of the topic we were talking about today, overuse of the word frick, I've got the perfect outro song. It's called The Universal Adjective.
Excellent. Excellent. We will play it. I'm Dual Parallel. This is Radio Freak America 19. See you at H2K2, baby.
Bring it back now. I want you to see.